This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, broadcasting live here on the weekend edition of the program. Now, we give you tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep all of us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can follow us on Parler when that gets back up again. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and see what's over there. You've got a lot of different things over there for you to take a look at, so there you go. Now, let's bring in our first guest, and it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as we start out the weekend, Kyle, we got a lot of things going on here, but I suppose we'll talk about the money first before I get into some other things. The Democrats yesterday, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, said that they are prepared in the Senate to pass Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief bill next week without a single Republican vote. But we also believe that there will be two or three Republicans that will vote with the Democrats. What say you?
Well, yes, perhaps, but of course it may not, it's not going to be something where I think you'll see a lot of Republicans going in on this. They haven't been able to come to any kind of real agreement, and Bernie Sanders himself said recently, we'll go to reconciliation on this, basically, and that looks like that's the path they're going to take.
Well, they are, because again, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer said that the Democrats in Congress are laying the groundwork, and they've got it all laid out, ready to go, using the budget reconciliation process, which is exactly what Mitch McConnell did to them a few years ago, and now paybacks have consequences, and here we go. So whatever the Republicans did to the Democrats are going to do it back to the Republicans in spades, because they now own the game. We may own the football, but they own the game until we can change this around starting this fall, November 2021, and then next fall, 2021. And boy, I'll tell you what, this has been an interesting week, because I think I told you I was on the telephone with a conference call with a whole bunch of leaders all across the state of Florida talking about how to take back our elections, and that all elections have local ramifications. You start locally and work your way up the ladder instead of down the ladder.
Exactly right.
And I got a chance to say something about it, and my record speaks for itself in that regards, because I've done it three times before. Three times before. I know how to do this. I know how to get it done. And if people don't want to listen to what we're trying to tell them, shame on them.
Well, exactly right. I mean, just like in life, there's no path to easy riches. It comes, wealth comes with a lot of hard work and a lot of persistence. And this is exactly what has to happen in order to affect real electoral change across the country.
Yeah, and you got to start at the bottom level, the dog catcher. And by the way, where's George Soros putting his money?
Well, into these local things that you're talking
local about. District yeah. attorneys, local mayors, town councils trying to turn them over. And where is the biggest George Soros-controlled city in the country?
Where's that?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles,
California.
Well, I also think, too, Captain, about, for example, you know, the whole Eric Swalwell issue with the apparent Chinese spy Feng Feng.
Yeah.
They started courting him before he ever was running for Congress.
Uh-huh.
So that they were starting local in this, so they could have somebody higher up.
Let me just run something by you. Let me just read this, okay? This was an article, an op-ed that was written in the Washington Times that showed up here the last few days. A president takes office amidst charges of family corruption and shady business dealings with a country connected to interfering in the very election that put him in the White House. Does that sound familiar?
It sure does.
It is not Donald Trump. It is Joe Biden. The false narrative that Democrats concocted to hobble the Trump administration 4 years ago is now the real deal in live and living color with Joe Biden and his family. And unlike President Trump, who faced unprecedented institutional resistance and deep state resistance, President Biden can count on the Justice Department and the media to allow him to escape this whole scenario meaningfully. And I'm reading what it says. That's what that was a word.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we saw even before the election, the media was on Biden's side. Yeah.
Now, we've got a caller on the line, but I'm going to wait till we come back from the break because we've only got about 30 seconds. But I will tell you that we now know that in Virginia, what they did in Virginia in the election, and you give the news because you told me about it. You said you know about it. Go ahead. What did they do in Virginia?
Well, Virginia Circuit Court judges ruled that the state's last-minute changes allowing the mail-in ballots to arrive late without a postmark, that they were illegal. This according to the Washington Examiner.
That's right.
And so it turns out you can't just go change election law on the fly, and now a judge has said so.
It's got to be done by the state legislature, and you hang on. And by the way, folks, there's also a big-time lawsuit by Judicial Watch going on in Arizona right now for things they did that were illegal, pertaining to ballot harvesting that violated the laws in Arizona. But it doesn't matter. No matter what they find out, no matter how they find it out, no matter what happened, it will not change the results of the election. Period. End of story. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're so happy you're here because on the weekend we have a lot more stations from the original days of the radio show, some 21 years ago, that have been with us that long. And we appreciate everybody in the Captain's America Third Watch radio family. Now, Relief Factor is the sponsor of this segment. And as most of you know, I've been taking Relief Factor religiously for going on 5 years. I took a pack of it about midnight, like I do every night just before the show starts here, Eastern Time. And, of course, what goes on with me is I have inflammation in my left ankle and leg. It starts to swell, starts to hurt. I take the Relief Factor, and boom, it stops. The swelling goes down. The pain goes down because the ingredients in this product, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all natural ingredients, 100% drug-free, go directly to the source of the inflammation and the pain, and they alleviate the pain. Now, the other thing that it does is it helps to support a healthy response to healing, because you need to heal, right? And this is the other thing it will do, all natural. Now, I'm not saying it's a cure-all. That's not what it is. But it will support healthy joints and muscles. And if you've got arthritis, I'm telling you, this is a miracle the way to get rid of the arthritis pain and whatnot. So try the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95, the three-week quick start, $19.95, by going to the website that Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. You'll see a little tutorial if you want to see a little video about what it is they do and how they do it, and then order the $19.95 three-week quick start. Give it a try. I mean, after all, what do you got to lose but pain? And if it doesn't work, you're only out $20. But we've had tens of thousands of people that have gone to Relief Factor. .com/captain, and they're very happy campers. I get thank you notes and thank you calls and thank you emails all day long from people that have tried that. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And back with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to go right to the phone line. We have got Mike in Clearwater. So, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, there's two things. During the news break, they said that the Biden administration, I guess, is going to try to handle the Iranians with kid gloves, you know, unlike Trump, who was laid down the law and said this is what it is. They're going to try to apparently use diplomacy, which I, good luck with that. But secondly, Kyle, this lady, this Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't, like I was telling the captain when we were on hold, she's an absolute crackpot, crazy kook bag, whatever you want to call her. And as much as I don't like the Democrats, you know, to call for executing them, to say put a bullet in Nancy Pelosi's head, I really believe that because of the climate that we're in, you know, it's gotten to the point where anybody that runs for the Congress or the Senate needs to be vetted. They need to have go through a complete background check to see what they've supported because, you know, she's toxic for the party. And I'm afraid that in the future, more people like her are going to get elected. Now, don't get me wrong. The other side, you know, has their fair share of these kookpots. But this Marjorie Taylor Greene is just absolutely, when I saw, I couldn't believe it. And I want you to comment on that, Professor. Thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle, because I'll get into it after you do.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. And you know, I agree. I think it paints the Republicans in a terrible light because no matter what, many in the media and those on the left side of the aisle will, of course, try to tie all Republicans, anybody who's even a little bit conservative, to the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And we shouldn't stand for it. We should hold people to a higher standard. And so what she said, what she's talked about, of course, is inexcusable and wrong. I think she's also in the past, from what we understand, expressed support for like the QAnon conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
She's one of them.
Yeah, so this is just not this is not cool. That's a technical term. It's just not cool. And but at the same time, though, you know, Mike was talking about vetting people and knowing who they are. Well, especially when some folks in the Democrat Party got elected, certain viewpoints and things that they said or did in the past, that also means something. So overall, we should have a higher standard, but of course, I think the Republican Party should absolutely try to have a higher standard.
Let me mention four names, and that's how I'm going to start this. Omar, Tlaib, Presley, AOC. What have they done? What have they done in the past 2 or 4 years that's even remotely close to this? Worse. They've called for worse things. So, if you're going to take it out on Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's from Georgia, rural county, everybody knows in that county it's very conservative, very hard right conservative. It's a very safe Republican county to the utmost degree. I explained to Mike why. I don't need to explain it to the radio audience, but you can go there and check it out and see where she's from. But she was in the mood in the moment. She was in the right place at the right time, got elected, okay? But before you do something about her, you better start with Omar Tlaib, Presley, and AOC, who have done much worse.
Well, sure, and of course, to affect real change, you know, people get elected or they run and they believe that they're going to, you know, do this great thing or whatever. But at the same time, you have to remember that you can get to the moon, but you can't change the laws of physics. Yeah. You have to be able to work within the system.
And I'm going to take it one step further, because now we know what Nancy Pelosi meant when she bashed the Republican members of Congress while looking at her own members and talked about the enemy within. Now, the enemy within, four of them, are the names I just mentioned.
Well, right. And again, you know,
I would be more afraid of them than I would Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, you know, one of the reasons, Captain, something we've talked about before, and that is, what kind of security clearance do you have to get to be in Congress?
Yeah.
You just have to be elected.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you get access, just like, I'll say it again, I'll mention it again, Eric Swalwell, sitting on the Intelligence Committee, that's your qualification. And if you know secrets and you know stuff, well, that could be bad, especially if you have different proclivities.
Now, Dr. Fauci is in the news again for rejecting the positive nature of hydroxychloroquine. We talked yesterday at length about a procedure with Regeneron, I believe. Am I saying that right?
Regeneron?
Oh, yeah. Regeneron. Okay, there we go. Regeneron and hydroxychloroquine, and how that had eliminated the COVID-19 virus in the people that had taken that, along with the zinc that was mixed in there, too. Now, what is it with Fauci that he continues to talk bad about hydroxychloroquine? I think I know what it is. You first.
Well, to a great degree, Captain, I think if we were following the science, we might try to let 1,000 flowers bloom. That's a term, the idea that, you know, you're going to try to figure out all these different things that could be helpful, because there could be different things at different stages of acquiring or being affected with COVID-19. At some stages, maybe the hydroxychloroquine works well. Maybe the Regeneron. Certainly how they treated then-President Trump seemed to work very, very well and very quickly. But unfortunately, since we're not really doing a scientific method when it comes to COVID-19, we can only take the party line. That's where I think it's very dangerous.
The hydroxychloroquine has worked since day one in all the cases where it's been used, and now that they've been using it with the mixture with the zinc and the Regeneron, it's been working even better. But here's the deal. Follow the money.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Follow the money, and you'll find out why little Dr. Fauci doesn't mention or doesn't approve of hydroxychloroquine. He's not making a dime off that. He is making money off other drugs that are currently in the system.
And maybe this is one of the reasons why Dr. Fauci is held up as sort of this amazing, iconic person who is totally above reproach, and we have to listen to. And Trump tried to silence him and didn't let him talk.
Yeah. Follow the money.
Yeah.
Okay, three words. Follow the money, ladies and gentlemen. Go see where Fauci has got money invested in some of these miracle drugs that are out there. And he does, and see where he's actually given money to some of the people, the researchers, and you will find out what we know. All right, let's see here. We haven't got much time. Okay. All right, well, that was Mary, and I think she realized that we didn't have much time. She'll probably call us back at after the break. But anyway, Kyle, you know, this is unbelievable. I mean, it's believable, but you have to understand what's going on.
Well, of course, and we've watched this now for many, many months. And unfortunately, again, we keep hearing about following the science. I wish we could do science.
Follow the money. Never mind the science. Follow the money, and you'll find out where things are going. All right, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we appreciate all the emails we get at the Captain's America Third Watch. Go over there and send us an email. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. No how. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the time to act on another COVID relief package is now.
The notion here is we have to act now. There's no time for any delay.
The price of doing nothing is much higher than the price of doing something and doing something big. We need to act now, and the benefits of acting now and acting big will far outweigh the costs in the long run.
The president has proposed a $1.9 trillion plan. Biden said later Friday that he's for passing the relief package with or without Republican support. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all lost ground Friday. GameStop shares were up nearly 70%. Johnson & Johnson stock fell 3.6%, and American Airlines was off just over 5%. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, is the way you spell that. Go to their website, geico.com, and you will find out that Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years as they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host, and I've been with them for 15 years, and they every year save me money. I know because I constantly check them when it comes time for policy renewal, and you should too, by the way. But anyway, they can help you with the car, the truck that you're driving. They certainly can help you if you've got a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV or a boat. And if you've got a house, if you own a house and you need homeowners insurance, which you do, obviously for the mortgage, or renter's insurance because you have a condo or an apartment, you can also get that insurance coverage there. Now, if you bundle the renters and the homeowners together with your car policy, you get a tremendous discount that saves you even more money. So get a hold of them by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. They'll ask you for your zip code so they can zone in on where you're at and what you need to do. And you'll find out what I found out, and that is that they are the very best at what they do, and I would line them up and stack them up to any other group that's out there, period, bar none. Because before I had them, I had a couple of other companies, major companies, and when I needed to have help for something that was not my fault, where somebody T-boned my vehicle one time and somebody damaged my house, or a storm damaged my house the second time, I've been through the hurricanes and tornadoes and all that sort of stuff, and believe me, that's when you find out if you got an insurance company. Okay, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
New York State Governor Cuomo is in serious trouble amidst the growing scandal with the unreported nursing home COVID deaths, which they believe is about double the 12,743 that have been officially reported because they were covering the numbers up.
Well, exactly right. Now, how is this possible, Captain? How could somebody like Governor Cuomo miss the obvious link between sending people who had COVID-19 in with elderly people who didn't have COVID-19? It just seems to be just such a terrible, terrible thing. But yes, they did. They do seem to have underreported those deaths. I think, Captain, that if you know, when all this is said and done, I think you're going to see a lot of families looking at possible litigation as a result of these decisions.
Well, civil lawsuits are going to definitely come. There may be a class action suit with all the different families get together and sue in that respect. But Governor Cuomo and his orders and the way he went about doing this, he's trying to now dispel blame, hoping that nobody will really pay attention by saying, well, the federal government is responsible. Donald Trump is responsible. They didn't do this, this, and this. Really? They did more than this, this, and this because they did that, that, and that. They sent him a hospital ship they didn't need to have. They sent them some other things they didn't need to have because it was all blown out of proportion.
Well, right. I mean, and again, with the alacrity at which President Trump, you know, provided those additional resources, like the Javits Center, for example, building out to be COVID ready to
Central Park.
Yeah, exactly. So, in other words, Governor Cuomo should have had a lot of different options that he could have taken, evidently, but he did not do that. And yet, trying to continue to blame Donald Trump at this point is really just is disingenuous at best.
Right. Now, the other thing is Senate Republicans right now are saying that they're being rebuffed to meet with President Biden over climate policies that they say threaten thousands of good-paying jobs. Of course, we are talking about the oil and gas jobs where those people make on an average between $150,000 and $250,000 a year, average pay around $200,000. Now, the thing of it is they're trying to replace those jobs with good paying solar panel jobs that they only have about 7,500 or so of that pay them about 75% less than they were getting to begin with. How is that better?
Well, it's not better. It's not better for the workers, and quite frankly, it's just not better for anybody because what is happening, Captain, is they're chipping away quite significantly at our energy independence. And actually, as you mentioned, the term solar panel jobs. Well, can't we just replace that with the word shovel-ready jobs? Remember the shovel-ready jobs Barack Obama talked about? And then it turned out they sort of laughed and chuckled. They really weren't ready. They really weren't shovel-ready. Ha, ha, ha. But yet, Captain, you're right. And they're telling people to take huge pay cuts. And these people are very specialized workers, by the way.
You know why? You know why they weren't ready?
Why is that?
The EPA study that needed to be done before you even so much as stuck a shovel in the ground.
Right. Right. But again, it was the classic bait and switch. And also, Captain, again, for Joe Biden to deploy these cabinet secretary nominees to just boldly say, well, we're going to get these great new jobs online, but there's no timetable. We don't know exactly what they're going to be doing other than the general idea of solar panels, which are typically made in China, as far as I can recall. Yeah, and simply tell them, okay, you know, and your quality of life's going to go down, your standard of living's going to go down, but just do what we say. That's not the American way.
As a matter of fact, the Chinese went out of their way to put the American solar panel companies out of business.
Well, right. Exactly. So, again, it's the classic bait and switch. It's along with virtue signaling to the far left and putting good people out of work who have a particular skill that we need, and that is to be able to build these pipelines, for example, rain, snow, whatever it is. whatever environmental condition they're in, to make sure that people can get their energy. The people that are at perhaps the high-level Democrat Party elite do understand how important energy is, but maybe they just don't care at this point.
No, they don't. And they know where it's going to go. It's going to lead to extremely high prices, and everything's going to go up as a result of it, because everything is based on the cost of energy to make it, produce it, or get it to where it's got to go. All right, to the phone lines we go. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Yes, the energy to me means national security right now, and I got to tell you.
Oh, no. Climate change is national security.
No. That's part of the globalist plot, and so we're going to build back better with all that climate change while Kerry continues to fly around in that private jet. No, I got to tell you, that is not going to work as far as national security goes. We need to get the oil and gas industry back online pronto, you know?
It's not going to happen. Not with this
absolutely
bunch.
Absolutely not.
Not with this bunch. It's not going to happen. It's the Green Deal. All right. Thanks, Mary. Yeah, this is all about pleasing the progressives on the left side of the aisle and going hard left as fast as you can to get them all in line so you can move along with some other things. But again, the unifying force here is they're all trying to make America a socialist country as fast as they can.
Well, sure, and take away options for people. And like to expand on something Mary just said about the climate change or energy and national security, that is, and that is, when you are energy independent, as President Trump got us essentially to that point, energy independent, we can have whatever Mideast policy we want to have insofar as how we help protect our biggest ally, Israel, in the region, and to be able to help bring peace to the region, just as the Trump administration was doing. If you take away energy independence, I think you jeopardize America's ability to really move in that sector of the world and be really effective.
That's very true. Now, Senator Ted Cruz has been talking about the teachers unions a lot lately, and he came out and made a comment yesterday about the teachers unions are exploiting the COVID for the school choice decisions are being made for the teachers not wanting to go back and teach. They don't care how many kids have been vaccinated or whether or not they get it or don't get it. The teachers just don't want to go back and under those conditions they say that are unhealthy for them.
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of schools open here in California.
They're open here.
Yeah, and we know that we're not seeing the kinds of of nightmare scenarios that we've been told about.
And by the way, Turning Point USA, who is that?
I'm trying to think of the gentleman.
Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk, right.
Mm-hmm. All right. They are the IRS is going after them because of a Democratic senator out of Rhode Island. And he's going after Turning Point USA, saying, well, they were handing us these big events, and they had all these thousands of people, and Donald Trump was attending some of them. Sheldon Whitehouse is the man's name, Rhode Island Democratic senator. And he says, well, because they were doing this knowingly, that they should have their IRS exemption taken away from them.
I'm
not making this up.
Sounds like something Senator Whitehouse would say. Yeah.
Senator Whitehouse is a moron. Can I make it any simpler? And anybody up in Rhode Island that supports that guy is a moron. Can I make it any simpler?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We'll be right back. Because you people in Rhode Island, the reason that you've become a blue state and can't get out of it, and your governor, former governor, goes to D.C., and the first thing she says is, well, we're going to have to raise the taxes on everybody so we can pay for all our programs. Yeah. Take it back. I'll see you later. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 4 8542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. To be hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia, and we appreciate everything you're doing to stand on that wall and stand up for America and defend us. Now, I will tell you that this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stops all across the country, the country's largest truck stop chain. Pull in there and tell them that you've been listening to the Captain on the Third Watch and that I told you to mention me, and you'd get yourself a free cup of coffee. Well, you will, but guess what? If you become a member of the Drivers Club, not only will you get that free cup of coffee, which doesn't cost you anything to be a member of the Drivers Club, you'll also get points for the food you buy in the restaurant, for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and also for the fuel that you buy at the pump. And those points add up real quick, and you can use them to save you money on your next purchases or use it for the Drivers Club catalog. All right, here we go with an oldie but goodie. This one here is, 41 years old. That is Van Halen with their version of You Really Got Me. Now, the original one was done by the Kinks, right, Kyle?
That's right, yep.
Yep, and I remember that one. I danced to that one, and I danced to this one, too, for that matter. But anyway, because my wife liked dancing to all these kind of songs and music, and we used to go to different places where they had the songs that were older so we could hear it. But anyway, let me get started with weather, because we do have weather. Boy, do we have weather. All right, a prolonged winter storm has moved into the Midwest from California. It's going to persist into early next week for the northeastern part of the country. Heavy snowfall is expected across the Midwest, including the Chicago metro region through Sunday, with snowfall spreading all across through the Mid-Atlantic. High winds and elevated fire threats, a few struggling thunderstorms are possible over parts of the south-central U.S. Right now. And we have got a mess when it comes to weather. So, Kyle, you started out.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, we're going to start in southern Oregon. We still have a flood watch going on in the southwestern corner of the state. This is south of Rosenberg, but in the area of Medford, Oregon, where there's also a wind advisory going on. That's along the I-5 freeway, I-5 Interstate 5. And, of course, down into northern California, high wind watch persists there. Wind advisory and flood watch along the northern coastal areas there. But also, Captain, tonight, if you're traveling down Highway 99 or Interstate 5 in Central California in the Fresno area, you're going to encounter dense fog. So please be careful in that area for certain. And, of course, the rain has moved on, as you mentioned, out of Southern California. Looking at clear skies here for another few days, maybe until about Tuesday. Another dense fog advisory on the map tonight. This is in the Phoenix area. This is in the I-10, I-17 area as you're in central Arizona there. Winter weather advisory coming up I-15 through Provo, Salt Lake City, Utah, and on up into southern Idaho, where we have a winter storm warning. This is going to be a little bit north of Rexburg, and also covering into about West Yellowstone there, winter weather advisory. And that continues on up to Bozeman, Montana, going along I-90. On 4th of July, past tonight, Captain, we've got icy patches reported at 4th of July, and a little bit of new snow accumulation could be in the offing as well. Avalanche warning in central Idaho tonight because of the snowfall and the temperatures there. And back to California, if you're traveling along I-15, going through Cajon Pass, look for 32 degrees of temperature and snow on the ground there as well.
Well, here we go. Want to talk about dense fog? I'd be happy to. How about the central part of Nebraska, over towards Omaha, over west to North Platte, all the way down to Kansas, and then the northern part of Kansas from about Goodland east out about 150 to 200 miles along I-70, so you'd be in dense fog there. And then going up into South Dakota, the western half of the state, North Dakota, the western third of the state, because east of that you've got snow. Now, you've got a winter storm watch and a winter driving advisory right now for most of Minnesota, most of Iowa, the eastern half of North Dakota, eastern half of South Dakota, and then, are you ready for this? From Chicago all the way back to Des Moines along I-80, winter storm warning. The snow is going to pile up in that area about 30, 40 miles south of I-80 and about 30, 40 miles north of I-80 to include up on the Wisconsin line and maybe as far as Milwaukee along the lake. Now, that snow is going to continue moving to the east. You're going to have snow across the lower half of Michigan as it approaches Detroit. Should be there sometime later today. You're going to have winter storm watch and snow flurries going across the northern half of Indiana, the western third of Ohio, up and down I-75. You're definitely going to be in it when you get halfway up through Ohio. Then over in the middle Atlantic states, as you heard me talk about, there's a winter storm watch for the mountains of North Carolina, most of Virginia west of Washington, D.C., West Virginia, let's see, Washington State and Virginia, West Virginia, the Maryland's of, mountains of Maryland, the mountains of southern Pennsylvania all the way across if you're traveling the, Pennsylvania Turnpike to just about Philadelphia and then the higher elevations around New York City. All of that, you should be getting snow this weekend and it'll get worse as the system closes in on you. Now, there is rain. There are flood watches and warnings in Missouri right now. We talked about it last night because of the rain they had. Columbia, Missouri, down about 40, 50 miles. We've got a lot of high wind tonight in Texas. Lubbock, Texas, winds there approaching 35, 40 miles an hour. Gusts, some stronger gusts. Southern part of Oklahoma, southwestern corner of Arkansas. Most of Texas and Metroplex of Texas, winds are 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts 25 to 30. And then, just to make life miserable, along the Gulf of Mexico, Alabama, Mobile, as well as over towards Pascagoula, Mississippi, over to Pensacola, you have a gale warning there. And up the East Coast, things are kicking up right now from, let's see here, from Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and there is a gale force advisory there right now. So the weather, if you're traveling across I-80, across I-90, across I-94 in Minnesota and North Dakota, it's going to be a winter wonderland, and there's not too much you can do about it. And going up and down I-95, I-81, I-70, I-77 in the mountains. When you get in the mountains in the middle Atlantic areas, you're going to be in snow. That's all there is to it. And Kyle, the pilot and Flying J's kind of soup things up here with the way they do stuff. I was very pleasantly surprised when I went into the Flying J and they had a Denny's there, and I had a really nice lunch last week. We met with the manager there up here north of Tampa in a place called San Antonio, Florida. A lot of drivers know where that is. And I had a really great meal. I was really, really impressed.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, whenever you come into a pilot or Flying J, you're going to find something that's going to be impressive. And it can vary. You could find the Denny's, or you could find, for example, a Moe's Southwest Grill. How about a Huddle House? How about a DQ or a KFC or a Chester's? Just yep. About whatever you're thinking about in the yep. Road, they're going to have.
All righty. Well, folks, when we come back, Kyle Warren, hour number two. And I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get the COVID-19 vaccine, what not to do right off the bat, because it could cause a reaction. I'm going to tell you what not to do. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.